So not only are you fighting against your own self habit patterns, childhood trauma, mind games you play on yourself, people around, but you're yourself, but also you're dealing with your environment, nature, people around you. You're being bombarded with the lies of the system, the news, the media, the social media. You're being hit on every side. Being hit on every side. They've got you in a box where you have to have a car to go to work. You have a box car to go to work. And you have a box job. And you have a box home. And you're just going back and forth, back and forth. If you're not doing any kind of inner renewal, in that process, if you're not able to observe yourself in your repeat process, you can see other people, but you ought to be able to observe yourself. So you think of your friend or somebody in your world, spouse or whoever, you just watch what they do. They're just going through the same repeat over and over and over. Now, there's some people out there that have like double, triple, quadruple lives. They're playing four or five lives at one time. It kind of blows your mind that these people even exist. If you ever run across one of them, you're like, are these psychopaths? I mean, how can they live three different lives all at the same time? They have to be psychopathic. Three different worlds all at once. I have to be psychopathic. I don't know how people do it. Your mind would be so distracted with three different realities that or more, that how would they even know what's real anymore? Pretty sure everyone I married, they were living two or three lives. That's why they were so crazy, and that's why it was so much drama. They had two or three lives going on that I didn't know about. It's weird stuff, people. These people have to be psychopathic. I guess what they look at other people as like a network. They see it as some kind of, I guess they were doing social media before social media appeared, but they were doing it in person. They were doing it. They had one life, they had another life, and they had another life. And none of those people knew the other person. It's like bizarro land. And everybody that they related to, they were lying about the other person to keep them divided. And they would use lies. Why do you talk to them? Or who are they? Why are you even dealing with them? And it would be lies. Well, the reason I'm still talking to them, it was always lies. It was I guess it was their backup plan or their answer to the fear life, fear of life, fear of failure, fear of something. Who knows? Imagine a social media before social media. Imagine somebody talking to 20 people at once and keeping those things juggled and balanced. You'd have to be absolute insane. You'd have to be crazy. How can you have 20 things going on and everybody's disconnected and you're balanced, and it's insane. It's really insane. And that's probably why people are going crazy, because of social media has turned everybody into those psychopaths. We concluded, and I don't know if it's true or not, but everybody concluded that the guy that started Facebook, psychopath. Now, I don't know if he is or not, but if he is, then he turned the whole world into psychopaths, right? The narcissist, the psychopath, the sociopath, the devil is trying to make copies, because God is making copies of his son. But when God makes a copy, he's making a righteous copy. A real copy of truth, in truth. The devil's making an anti-copy. Antichrist. Anti-human, pretty much anti-everything. The demonic system is trying to make copies. That's why you see corporate psychopaths, corporate. If you're not aware of it, you become one of them. That's why you see corporate insanity, right? You become like them. Birds of a feather flock together unless you're aware of it. You become like the psychopath. What you submit to, you become. What you associate with, you become. What blows your mind is these Luciferians say, "Oh, I'm enlightened. I'm enlightened." No, you're not. How can you be enlightened with the devil? You're anti-enlightened. In Hebrews 6, it says they saw or tasted the truth, but they didn't receive it. They spit it out. They didn't actually get born again. They saw the truth, but they didn't get born again. They rejected it. Do you know how much time you go and you sit on a pew? And you waste your time driving and sitting on a pew with people who don't even want the truth. They're sitting beside you like they're saved, but they don't want no truth. They have no deep spiritual insights. It's not in them. They're just going because everybody else is going. They're going because they think if I go to a 2x4 sheetrock building, then I'm worshiping God. But the Bible says those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And so You go to a building Sunday, but Monday you're still the same flesh creature as you were last week. There's no introspection. There's no change. There's no inner renewal. That's what this whole thing's about. Conversation is together turn. The whole root reality is cut, turn, union, and flow. The whole reality is about turning inside to be a new creature. The turning inside. Sanctification, transformation in the inner man. So not only are you bombarded with social media, yourself, the news, even the churchy people who have not a spiritual bone in their body. All they're thinking about is what kind of beer they're going to drink, what kind of food, what kind of cigarette, what kind of party they're going to. They ain't thinking about nothing else. That's all they think about. The next baby they're going to make. I mean, all they're thinking about is the natural plane. They're so lost and undone. And it just, like I say, that it's all about the cares of this life, right? Creating a kingdom down here. And there is stuff going on down here that is kind of rough, you know. I understand. It's a rough place. The cares of this life, the insanity of this life, the cognitive dissonance. They're playing cognitive dissonance games with you. Giving you two separate realities, two separate choices that contradict each other. They used to play these things in the careers, and they'd say, get the job done. But they wouldn't give you the tools or the hours or the man hours to do it. They quit doing that. I don't know what happened there. Maybe some companies still do it. I don't know. But they would say, get it done, but wouldn't give you the tools or the hours to get it done. That kind of went away. But you're always being hit with cognitive dissonance. You're always being put responsibility that's not your responsibilities. People trying to project onto you what's really for them. I mean, it just keeps going. I mean, there's so many games being played. Think about it. The flesh creature, the flesh mind, has to figure out how to survive down here. In this sinful world. Think about that. How does a non-spiritual creature survive with flesh mind tools?